stars abyss, down, down in the depths of below. Tie me up on your cross, take me into your thoughts, Elizabeth. Let the earth fall around us, Elizabeth. Let it sink into the valley below. Let them come tear us free, we are bound eternally, Elizabeth. So stand with me now, Saint Elizabeth, away from this mountain town. Take me into your breast, I'm broken and blessed, Elizabeth. Can't you hear me calling for me? With black and rotten teeth, white roses all around and covered on the. Can't you hear me calling for me? With black and frozen feet, white roses all around and covered on the ground.
Love is falling down. The Jukebox continues with our celebration of Black and Indigenous artists. We are honoring Juneteenth today as I record this show, as well as tomorrow's National Indigenous Peoples Day. That was music from Harrison Kennedy. Harrison's from Hamilton. Hung out with a couple of my favorite blues artists, and we had a great chat about this. He knew Sonny Terry and Brownie McGee, okay? Said that they were kind of crazy, which I don't doubt, but he goes that far back into the blues history and certainly is one of the most premier and celebrated blues artists here in Canada. I wish that they were celebrated a little bit more. That was Falling Down from Harrison Kennedy. Before that, Saint Elizabeth from the incredibly talented Kaya Cater, who has been making music and turning heads for a little while now, probably over a decade, and I'm really a big fan. She's such a lovely person as well. I hope you enjoyed Saint Elizabeth. Now, music from Jade Turner featuring Crystal Shawanda. This song's called Dead Weight and was recorded in Nashville. I hope you enjoy it. This is a beauty and just came out.
It cut me to the core. That's where I learned how to keep my head down. But I'm not doing that anymore. Whatever the cost is, I'm gonna cut my losses. Get right back to being. Something's gotta change.
Julian Taylor's Jukebox is broadcast weekly across more than 80 of the finest community, indigenous, and campus radio stations from coast to coast in Canada, the United States, and internationally.
This is music for the human race. Julian Taylor's Jukebox rolls on.
What a great jam. King Floyd and Groove Me right here on the Jukebox. How you doing? I'm your host, Julian Taylor. King Floyd was from New Orleans, and that song was inspired by a young female college student who worked at the factory nearby his East LA home. Yes, he was young and had a fancy for this girl who just grooved him, right? And we're very lucky to have that song in the world, aren't we? So much great music coming up on the show. He is a keeper of the fire from the legendary Buffy St. Marie. If you haven't seen her documentary on Crave, you definitely should. It is empowering. And for someone to be in the game that long and make so much change, I've met her a couple times and she just radiates and glows. It's pretty amazing. Also, music from a person who I feel the same way about, radiates and glows, is Jeremy Dutcher. And Jeremy's just about to release a brand new record. He was both of them actually, Buffy and Jeremy, won the coveted Polaris Prize, which is insane. It's astonishing. They have made such a contribution to the landscape of music that we enjoy. Also, Alison Russell has returned with brand new music. Alison was nominated for a couple of Grammy Awards for her last record and is just about to put out her new record, but she's got a brand new single called The Returner. She is also a Juno Award-winning artist and Polaris long-listing artist, and has won award after award, like Americana Awards in the UK and the United States. She deserves everything that's coming to her. She's the real deal. I hope you dig the new song from Alison Russell. And before we get to that, I want to play something from the legendary Salome Bay. She was just awarded the Canadian Walk of Fame star, and her family was down there. Actually, Sate is her daughter. I played Sate earlier on in the show, and her song Famous. But her mom has a song called Hit the Nail Right on the Head that I'm going to play. I just want to say that Salome Bay is actually the queen of Canadian blues, and I know I've said it about Molly and Sakura, and I think they would agree with me on this one. But what a wonderful voice. She used to actually babysit my sister and I. My grandmother and her were pretty close friends, as well as her husband Howard, who started the Underground right here, the Underground Railway, where jazz and blues was really championed here in Toronto. So in celebration of Juneteenth and, of course, National Indigenous Peoples Day, we've got this music coming up and this particular song right here on the jukebox. Here's Salome Bay.
Spring's back in town. I can look in your eyes and say, I love you. We had it rough, but the quarrels we had are over now. 'Cause we hit the nail right on the head, hit the nail right on the head, I believe, as I do see and breathe. 'Cause we hit the nail right on the head, hit the nail right on the head, it is true, it is true. The sun that is shining again on our horizon. Storms were so bad, but they're all over now. They've cleared the air, 'cause we hit the nail right on the head, hit the nail right on the head, I believe, as I can see and breathe. 'Cause we hit the nail right on the head, hit the nail right on the head, it is true, it is true. So invigorated, like I just have been reborn. The sky is brilliant blue, the sun is oh so bright, we charge like babes into the hit the nail right on the head, hit the nail right on the head, it is true, it is true.
Let it go out, let it roll out with the tide. I can't think of a thing that hasn't been shot through with pain, like a nightingale sung in the dead of the night. Goodbye, so long, farewell. I'm a real every lie I was told. Watch them wither, watch them scatter with the wind. I can't think of a thing that hasn't been born of a dream. Like a love supreme, like a circle unbroken. Goodbye, so long, farewell, all I be.
Taylor's Jukebox. It's so cool.
The Jukebox is proudly supported by Long McQuaid Musical Instruments. Head over there for their expert staff and their best selections anywhere.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizowitz, and this is Climate Connections. Large trees bring a lot of benefits to cities. They offer shade and local cooling and help reduce stormwater runoff, so they can help urban areas adapt to climate change. But when new buildings go up, those stately trees are often cut down. Developers might plant new trees after construction is finished, but it can take decades for those saplings to grow to be as big and beneficial.
You can't make up for the loss of canopy by planting many small trees.
Keith O'Haron is an urban forester in Union County, North Carolina. His research shows that local laws, often called tree preservation ordinances, can help protect trees from damage during construction. These laws might require people to get a permit to cut down trees, or limit how many trees can be cleared for new construction. Some regulations also require fencing around each tree to prevent workers from digging or storing heavy equipment in places that could damage a tree's roots.
To protect the tree, we have to protect the root zone, because that is the primary way that trees are indirectly killed during construction activity.
O'Haron says these laws are not intended to limit development, but to preserve trees and their many benefits. Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To hear more stories like this, visit climateconnections.org.
The National Greening Program, run by Tree Canada, is dedicated to planting seedling trees across Canada in BC, the Prairies, Ontario, Quebec, and the Atlantic. They prioritize planting on Indigenous and public lands and planting areas of natural and human-caused disturbance. The trees they plant help filter the air and water and sequester carbon, among other positive impacts. To learn more or get involved, go to treecanada.ca.
You're tuned in.